Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, this is a pivotal moment for you. This is a watershed week for you. For you are stepping into a powerful season of witness, carrying over your life the power of my Spirit into a confrontation. Confrontation is not harmful. Confrontation is beneficial. You're moving into a confrontation with the enemy as by faith you demonstrate my goodness and my glory. Why? The enemy wants you to shut up because in the heat of battle, listen, you don't have to talk about what you demonstrate. And it is through the demonstration of my Spirit and my power that the enemy will be defeated and your destiny secure in a moment of time. It may seem like nothing's happening, things are stagnant all around, but even in the midst of current challenges, fix your eyes on the doors that I am opening, for the shift is coming that changes everything around you and propels you into the very fulfillment of those things you always thought were for a distant, far-off time. This is a time of restoration, says the Father. I am moving to reclaim what the enemy has stolen and grant you what is rightfully yours by your inheritance in Christ. Don't limit yourself to human perspectives. Dream big, for the dream that is not dreaming big is leaving me out altogether. For I am not the God just of the possible, but of the impossible. I am creating possibilities beyond your imagination. The blessings I bestow will come unburdened by sorrow, overflowing your heart with joy and prompting the question, what else could possibly go right? For you are being raised up as a witness to my name. As you enter situations and encounter people, my words and my wisdom will flow through you, transforming hearts and lives. Prepare for the unexpected opportunities to glorify me in extraordinary ways. Your hope is not misplaced. The river of my favor is about to overflow its banks in your life, unleashing a fresh outpouring of my Spirit. This current will not be stopped, but it will carry you toward the full manifestation of your highest heart's desires that I planted there with every intention of bringing them to fulfillment. Distractions and pressure may tempt you to doubt my promises. Remember, this is not a time for hesitation. This is not a time for looking back. Focus forward, for my soul has no pleasure in him that looks back. Embrace the pressure, for as you press into the pressure, you'll break out into the kingdom. The pressure the enemy wants to intimidate you with is the very bridge leading to your breakthrough. Opposition will weaken, and you will find yourself swept up in the current of my grace, propelled into the very center of my will. You will reach places that rationale, logic, and resistance deemed impossible. Know this, you will emerge unscathed, for I am the fourth man in your fire. Fiercely, with ferocity, defending you, providing for you, and amplifying your blessings beyond measure. Wrap yourself up in my promises, for you will not be disappointed. In this season of breakthrough, I am working within you to fulfill my good purpose. Trust me, for I am with you every step of the way, says the Father.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observations. So, passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $PropheticNow. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.